If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hi, welcome.
This is hardcore.
Co-hosted by Terry and Gatch. The next episode's about to hatch.
Funny thing happened to me on the way down to the show. I just flew in from L.A. and man, are my arms tired.
Somebody told me to Skype them the other day. I mistook them and I ended up scalping them.
But I ran out of weed the other day. I accidentally signed up for Instagram. I thought it was something different.
We're smoking a vole. Smoking a bowl.
Well, hello and welcome to the Terry and Gatz Comedy Show, number 529.
Hi.
Hi.
Episode 187 in reality.
187, y'all.
187's in progress, N-word. Just as long as I pull that T-word. Because trigger don't rhyme with N-word.
Yeah. You know, if you watch AMC's show Hell on Wheels, you might hear that word. And you might be a bird.
You just might be white trash.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, did I say that?
No, that show... Great show, Hell on Wheels. Recommended.
Right on. I'll check it out.
Two seasons on Netflix, and then the third season just started.
I watched the first 3 minutes of Orange and Black again. That was pretty good.
Before it cut off on you?
Buffering.
Oh, no. You're just...
Buffering.
Well, it probably buffers in a good spot, right?
Yeah, titties. The big old titties. You got some nice little titties. Those things are perky.
No, I know. Yeah. What a great... opening to a show.
Yeah, it really sucks you in. Did you just whistle an S there?
Yes.
The older we get, the more S's we whistle. Listen here, Sonny. I can't do it on purpose, but if every once in a while I'll...
Why don't snakes ever whistle?
They got no... Oh, I was going to say they don't have any teeth. They do have teeth, though, don't they? Snakes do have teeth. Well, what do you know?
You know, I forgot to mention on Monday that way back in the day... Cleopatra died on that day, supposedly by suicide, by a snake bite, an asp.
Yeah, she got her asp kissed.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, that was like blowing your brains out back then. You just grabbed a snake and held it up to your neck.
You're like, don't make me.
Yeah.
I will have a snake bite me.
Yeah, you point a snake at somebody.
Like, come on, strike. I dare you. All right, happy hump day, you guys. It's Wednesday. And,
that's Egyptian roulette, right? When you just grab a snake and hold it up to your head.
No, what they do is they defang seven of them. And then they defang five, and you got a basket full of snakes, and you just got to reach in and grab one and hold up to your head. And it bites you, and if you die, you lose. But if you don't die, you just have a bad flesh wound from a couple fangs.
It's merely a flesh wound.
Yeah, you'll be all right. That's what I told my dad. The flesh wound on the leg there. Yeah. Hey, if anyone's wondering, in the background we were just smoking a vole, and so, before the show, and so now we're listening to vole, which is V-H-O-L. That's how you pronounce it. And Mike Scheidt, the singer from vole, just flew down to San Francisco on Sunday to begin rehearsals for an upcoming show down there.
Yeah.
So living the dream, you know, flying around the globe for rehearsals and shows, and how nice is that?
Those guys are half Vulcan.
Vulcan.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think Vulcan can play this show that we're working on? It's like Vulcans. No way. I hate Vulcans. They're an evil empire. But hey, this is a live version of the song Plastic Shaman.
I didn't know they were an evil empire.
I don't know that either. I'm just talking shit out my ass.
They're very... Are they all logical, or was that just Spock?
That's highly illogical. He was a... Oh, I got them confused with Klingons. The Klingons were bad guys, right?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Yeah, or was that...
I never watched enough.
The Death Star?
They were always talking to the Klingons.
Wasn't it the Stormtroopers? The Stormtroopers, that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
They had a Death...
No, it was Wraiths.
Lightsaber with Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
He's all, oh, Spock, my lightsaber has shorted out. Call Darth Vader to get us back to America. Quickly. Thank you. But
if somebody made a movie of combining those, it would just...
What would have been awesome is Michael Myers if he talked like William Shatner, too. I am going to stab you in the back with this huge butcher knife. What are you going to do about it? Little Missy. So, like I said, great. I know, I'm going to do it. Got Vol in the background playing Plastic Shaman live.
All you need is like 3 minutes to get...
Yeah, 3 minutes, that's all you need.
Yeah, you don't need to do the whole movie to get the laugh.
Yep. So if you live down in the California area, be on the lookout. I think it's this weekend coming up. Vol will be playing in an area near you, just like they just did right there. That was a nice live version of Plastic Shaman. And check out their album. It's excellent. I got a friend to burn me a copy. His name is Hans. Thank you, Hans. And I've been...
Did he burn it slow?
Burning the shit out of it, man. I've been listening to that a lot. It's got some black metal tendencies, kind of, when they do their blast beats. And keep having to remind myself, oh, yeah, that's Mike on vocals. Because he's got a different style, but every once in a while he'll bust into a yabbish type of stuff. But
love it. You know, burning has come a long way. You know, we used to burn witches. Now we burn CDs.
I know. Yeah, what else? Yeah. Some people burn cats.
Yeah.
I burn wood in my fire. Sometimes I burn toast. I burnt a pizza the other day.
Oh!
In my computer. It was a mini pizza, and I stuck it in the disk drive, and I tried to put Mario's Brothers Greatest Hits on it. And they said, oh, mamma mia. No, my fucking stove is still fucked up, and if you don't watch it carefully, if you...
Isn't it new?
Yeah, I'm fucking pissed about it too. All my new shit that I paid top dollar for.
Yeah, your fridge.
I just had to fix that the other day again too.
But it's all covered because you spent so much money on it, right?
No, it started happening right after the warranties ran out. I'm gonna go into Sears where it makes no difference where I bought it and complain to the salesman that sold it to me, and he won't be able to do anything but feel bad and say that he feels bad and go, God, those guys are dicks when we leave. Because if they say, don't call us, call Samsung for about that refrigerator that has a defect. Yeah. That what happens is the copper tube that runs the water in goes through this cooling area. And so as it gets cool and warm and cool and warm, it creates condensation on the outside of the copper tube. And then the condensation drips down in the thing. And then it cools and then it freezes. And so after about a month or two, this big glob of frozen ice gets right in the fan that is the cooling unit for the refrigerator.
It probably has like pieces of food and stuff in there somehow.
No, there's no pieces of food. It's all sealed off.
Okay.
It's just water coming through the sealed off compartment, and it goes to the freezer because we got a water and ice maker. And so the water runs to the ice tray that automatically flips over. You know how it's got an ice maker. So, yeah, and so it just condensates. I checked it. I don't think there's a leak in it. And it condensates, drips, freezes, makes a cute, like, ice bong.
Well, why does it need to be kept in there?
What?
But the drips. When it drips, the condensation, why does it need to be kept in this chamber to freeze?
It doesn't need to be. It shouldn't stay in there. I don't know why. It's a defect in engineering.
But did you drill a hole from the back? Would that work?
Well, there's a drip tray at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
That has a drain, but I don't know where that goes because it doesn't go on our floor.
You have to empty
recycles.
That out, right?
I have no idea. It didn't say anything about emptying any kind of tray. I don't think it's supposed to drip like that, and it just builds up, and then it stops the fan. After about a month, you start hearing it when the refrigerator kicks on to cool. You can hear the fan just barely ticking on little iceberg. We're like, fuck. And then the next time, it's like... Within a week, it's like... And then it stops because it kicks itself off. And then it just doesn't cool. It keeps stuff fairly cool like a refrigerator does when it's not working. The freezer side still works great. So then we got to take all of our food out, take out the two bottom drawers. I got to take off 6 screws, remove a panel, which if I don't do it soon enough, gets completely frozen together. And I have to like get the hairdryer out and melt it apart, and then I got to chip away the ice, put it back together. It takes less than an hour. But I didn't pay $1,300 for a refrigerator that I had to do 1 hour of maintenance on.
I didn't pay for TV I couldn't turn off. And
what
you know,
is the deal with these people?
You know how I got resolved finally when I was shifted back and forth between who I bought it from and who made it?
Yeah, what?
The BBB.
Ah. Bitches be busting.
Yep, file a claim with the BBB. They'll be contacting you.
Yeah.
They'll be trying to like smooth things over with you.
Yeah.
I think so.
Samsung.
I think
so. Dude, you get fooled, man. You open that refrigerator and those fucking...
Well, certainly. I don't think they meant
the lights,
to make it...
It's just like, you can hear like a heavenly sound when it's empty and clean, and it just goes...
They didn't want to sell you a flawed project.
No,
they just didn't know. Because
no, of course not. It was a new thing.
They didn't test it enough.
Right, it was new.
Yeah, and so, you know, and then they just don't want to own up when it doesn't work. So.
And who knows? It took... Almost until right when the warranty was up before it did it the first time, but now it does it every 2 months.
Well, they probably only tested it as long as their warranty, right?
So maybe it is leaking. Maybe it has a leak in there. Huh. Maybe I could go in there and I don't know enough about the shit to do
you
it.
You should at least be able to get it covered to have somebody come check it out, you know. They should be able to at least go, hey, you know, we'll pay somebody to come out and fucking check it out.
That's one thing there's too many of in this world, faulty products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not properly tested by their manufacturer and sold for a large sum of money.
Yeah, you don't have to look beyond the video game industry to know about things not being tested very well.
Yeah, I finally got to show a person, another human, the glitch on my Tiger Woods game, and Mike was tripping. I was like, dude, check this out, because I just hit the ball, and I knew it was going to be a little short from the green. He's like, what? I go, see how slow it's going right now? He goes, yeah, slow motion, you're probably going to get a hole-in-one. I was like, no, watch this. I go, a curtain of grass is going to come down from the sky and totally obstruct our view, and he's like, what? But sure enough, it's just like, and then it's just like, green movement back and forth, and it's super slow. And he's like, oh, is the Wii fucked up? And I go, no, it's this game, because it's only on this course,
yeah.
East Lake course, on the second hole. And he's like, that can't be good for the Wii. And I was like, I know, check this out. And then it fades to go to the next scene.
I don't think it would.
No, it doesn't hurt. And then it comes on super slow motion. And if I push zoom in, it goes through the green curtain, and I can see the hole.
Oh, nice.
And
so zooms you past the curtain?
Yeah, and so I can see, okay, the level or whatever, the slope is on this side of the green, so I'm going to need to adjust a little to this way. And then I let off the zoom, and it sucks back into the green. It's like a Stephen King fucking book that I'm reading right now.
They forgot to render those little squares.
Yeah.
Or rendered them into grass instead of
So if
of
you're
air.
Not on the green, and it's a par three, so you need to get on the green in one. It's easy to get there.
Yeah.
But if you fall a little short or go a little far, you fall behind the green iron curtain. And he's like, that's fucked up. I go, check this out. And so I zoomed in, and he's like, whoa. I come back out to the curtain, and then I'm like, I swing it as hard as I can, and it just goes like 69% and goes like 3 yards. Now, if I'm on the fringe, that's enough to get me past the curtain.
Lunatic fringe!
That's right, the lunatic green fringe. And then I can get it
in.
I
know you're out there.
But I usually, if I don't make it, it's only the second hole of a course. I just quit, do the first hole over, start over. And
Does it happen when you hit it to the same spot every time, or is it just in a certain spot that you're hitting it on that
hole?
It's
like from a distance, the green is just
from a distance.
Everything's a song. Everything's a song.
That song.
So it's got a sloping around the green. The fringe slopes down, so you got to get it right on the green. It's a circular green, and it's kind of on a plateau, and. So if you fall short, curtain falls. You can't see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Your shot's obstructed by this curtain of grass, which is just weird.
Yeah.
And then once you, if I can hit it hard enough through there from the fringe, it breaks through and then everything's cool. Now, if I hit a hole in one or get it on the green, it's still like right when it gets to where, it's kind of like the dome, dude. Right when it gets to where the dome is, it goes into not slow motion, but super duper slow motion. It's just like
the game ceiling.
And so like I can start spinning. And it's cool because it gives me plenty of time to see where the ball is going to land. Because sometimes it's deceiving. Sometimes you think it's going to land in front of the hole and that the slope is upwards. So you're you're making it spin that way. This, it's just like you could change the spin like four times because it takes like 10 seconds yeah. just to fall from the sky. And then right as it bounces once, it goes back to regular speed. And it only happens on that certain thing. And Mike's like, that can't be good for the Wii. And I don't think it hurts.
No, it's just how they forgot to render those pixels. And they probably didn't test it enough to, like, ever hit it short or, like, yeah. see what that would
Whoever
do.
Whoever was testing it was good at it, so they always got on the green and won.
Yeah.
He's on the green and won! Nice
and
job!
That's the common misconception about video game fans who want to be video game testers to play games. The reality is, as a video game tester, you're most likely just taking the guy and running him into walls, trying yeah. to make things happen yeah. rather than playing through the game.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who... the game Final Fantasy
uh-huh.
was like number 3 or 14. I think it was, or one of them.
Final
but
Fantasy
there
14.
There was a certain spot towards the end of the game that would produce a glitch. Like once in, I think it was
and you like
over
fall
1,000
through.
Times or something like that. And he would play that game endlessly, trying to get that glitch to
I think Brandon, our son,
again.
Used to do that. He would fall through a thing, and he would go down into a totally different world that it's not
yeah.
supposed to do or something, or it was a shortcut or something that
yeah.
was accidental.
Yeah, it's crazy. He lived for...
So he just tried to glitch out.
He tried to
Final
glitch
Final.
Out. Yeah, he was a big role-playing fan, and he liked to see what he could... he would have made a great game tester.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because he was always trying to break the game.
Yeah. So if there's any listeners out there that play Tiger Woods 08, chime in to me and let me know if it's just I got a bad game or if it's in everyone. That'd be awesome if it was everyone. It's the second hole on the East Lake course, which is comes around during the PGA Tour. Just play through it. If you own the game, you probably already played it all and you probably already know that it does or doesn't have a glitch, mm-hmm. but
I don't know how many years are you through on the season.
I'm to summer of 2012.
What?
I already finished the FedEx Cup. It's done. There's no more matches
wow.
available.
I don't think anybody's probably current. That current
from 2008.
Yeah, from the 2008 game.
So Tiger Woods 08. I'm.
You might be the most experienced player of that game. You should enter tournaments. There's probably got to be some Tiger Woods 08 tournaments, if not have one.
Yeah. The only player on the game is Super Tiger. There's a Super Tiger, and he's all 11s.
Yeah.
I'm all 10s. Regular Tiger, I think, has one 9 in one area. Hmm. Tiger Woods, sometimes he's not even in the top.
When he goes to all 11s, though, does he have a big bottom?
No, but he has a bigger swing. He has a bigger swing. Swing, yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
What's he driving, about 340?
No, I drove 410. It was
Damn.
It was downhill and the wind was at my back, but still.
That's still
I think
nice.
I got a bounce off a cart trail.
Yeah.
But we talked about that before. But yeah, Tiger Woods doesn't always make it into the thing, and I actually heard about Tiger on the news last week. And it caught my ear because I'm a Wii golfer now. So, and it pissed me off because the guy that used to give me so much grief, remember who that was? Fucking Jim Furyk.
Mm-hmm.
Had me Furyk.
Mm-hmm.
I was furious with Jim
Furyk.
Yeah,
dude, he gave you the furyks.
He was the one who's in the lead, and Tiger Woods finished 18 holes one over. Dude, I've averaged between 12 and 18 under every every round, and I barely win because these guys I'm playing against are apparently really good. I try to get a birdie on every hole at least. Who doesn't try? Duh.
Yeah.
But I have been pretty successful. So.
But courses are typically changed, like in the tournaments and
they
in
do.
Real
when you
time.
Do, like, it's weird when you do the same course four times in a row. Say
mm-hmm.
it's over.
They'll change the pin movements.
That's not realistic.
Yeah, it is. That's what they do in tournaments.
How do they change where the hole is? They just plug it and move it.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought that was like a weird thing that just the game.
Uh-uh.
Did.
No, they do. They do that. You know, and
because there's some hard ones where the green is a round circle and it's surrounded by water,
yeah.
like on
they'll change movements of like greens sometimes.
Sometimes it's at this, sometimes the green's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I thought,
yeah, they'll add like green or take it away.
That's good
or,
to know.
Or just move it sometimes so that they can keep the grass and sod from being over beaten, you
right.
know, and overwalked.
That's a good idea.
They change the locations, particularly in tournaments, I think they do on each of the 4 days.
Did you hear what he offered his wife after he cheated on her and then they tried to get back together?
$1 bazillion.
He said he would sign a contract with her that said if he ever cheated on her again, he could have everything of his. Everything. Not half. Not 80%. Not a certain... You could have everything. All of my money and all of my belongings. She wouldn't do it. She wouldn't do it. It's like $600 million.
Wow.
You know he's going to cheat again. He's an Asian. Oh, just kidding. We just lost all of our Chinese listeners. We saw we Chinese. We didn't mean that. We talk in our best Chinese accent.
Did you know in North Korea, there was a comic?
Speaking of Asians.
There was a comic.
One?
A woman.
One comic woman.
And she brought up sensitive issues.
Oh, sensitive issue.
That's all it said. And she was taken off the stage and sent to a coal mine.
What? A coal mine?
Yep.
For how long?
Typically, people, Congress or whatever, their officers or whatever are sent there as punishment, and it usually is typically like 6 months or something like that.
Wow. So they bring a canary
and
in?
She was like in the 80s. I thought it looked like a dude, to be honest, because it was all short hair.
I think they should start doing comedy in coal mines.
They will now. But she was very favored by the previous leader in the 90s and aughts as like his posse of personal entertainers, I think.
Nice.
Now just sent to a coal mine because brought up sensitive issues.
You're going to a coal mine. You know, sometimes, as I've done some clean comedy sets and some dirty ones, it kind of weighs on you a little bit as you survey the crowd before you go up. Oh, man. That big black dude. Fuck it. You know what? I'm sticking to my guns. I'm doing my thing because I see other people and they when Alex Elkin, he was picking on a lot of the people in the front. He likes to kind of do crowd work, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, how you ladies doing tonight, you fucking bitches? He's like, I don't mean that personally. He's like, but I fucking hate you because you're beautiful. You guys are beautiful, and I know I will never have anything like you. So kudos to you for being beautiful, you fucking bitches. And they're like, oh, that's funny. And then some other lady comes in. He's like, oh, hi. And it's like halfway through his set, and he's the headliner. It's almost done. She's like, hi. Or he goes, hi, beautiful, because she's kind of cute, older lady.
Uh-huh.
He's like, do you have a watch? She's like, no. And he's like, didn't think so. You're fucking late. Show started at 9 o'clock. He's like, well, where were you? And then he's like being nice, and he's like, where's your husband? She's like, over there at the bar getting drinks. He's like, oh, shit.
Who needs a watch these days?
He's like, that guy with the pecs? Oh, fuck. Hey, you must go to the gym. It was weird. He was like picking up.
Is your
people.
Name Jim?
Yeah. Hey, Jim, how you doing? Nice pecs. Yeah, you don't need a watch anymore, but some people still have a Rolex.
You know, what's...
Of course, you do have to get your cell phone out of your pocket to look at it.
Do you... well, they should just make the cell phone on the wrist.
I want to Google... I want a Google clock.
Like an arm thing. They have those probably.
I just want a little clock right here so I can always see what that is.
The Google clock?
Yeah, or glasses.
Maybe you could get a contact lens that would just have a clock.
Clock-tacked.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Contalk. It's a contalk. It's a clock in a contact. It's called the contact clock, but we call it a contalk.
You ever watch that show, Impractical Jokers?
Yes, there's a new season coming up. I haven't got to watch it.
Oh, I watched it. There's got like 3 episodes out, I think.
Oh, man.
Dude, I watched one the other day. They were in a busy square or something, and they would wear these blinders on.
Ah.
And they would wander around, and the other guys would tell them what they'd have to say, like tell them where to go and what they had to say.
Actual blindfold?
No, it was darkened sunglasses they couldn't see.
Oh, right.
And so they had the one guy walk up, and he was supposed to say, is that bitch taken? And he took them off. He wouldn't say it, and he took off his glasses, and it was a dog sitting next to a guy.
That's a big bitch. I just saw old Bingo, Amy Bingham, recently posted a picture of her hanging out with Quinn.
Oh, really?
I don't know if they were doing some filming or if they were just in the area with Stanhope or whatever, but she's like, that's I'm cute.
Those guys might be comedians, actually, like maybe in New Jersey or
but
New
I think
York.
It was on, I think she said that they were on the set.
Oh, right on.
Because they film outdoors a lot, you know, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
She's all hanging with Q. I love these guys. Impractical
Jokers.
Yeah,
those guys are funny.
I can't believe it's not recording. I laugh them too.
I laugh them.
I laugh them lots when I watch that show.
It's my heritage.
I know. Hey, me laugh them lots.
I only see it because it comes on my
True TV.
No, it's the Comcast thing.
Oh,
that I watch on demand.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had three that I saw that were
that show and Ridiculousness are the two that actually make me like. Literally by myself, laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, Practical Jokers does that to me.
And I've been
The Office still.
I've been catching a couple of older Comedy Centrals, just few and far between, that are super funny, that make me laugh. I can't think of any right now, but the classics, you know, I can't remember. It was somebody classic.
Did you ever check out that Mitch Fittell guy?
I've seen him before, but I've never, not recently, I haven't watched anything of his. I saw a preview for that Vince Vaughn's Wild West comedy that came out in like 2006 because it's a preview on the Trailer Park Boys season 7. And actually, well, it was him and John Caparillo and Ahmed or whatever his name is. Mostly people I don't know, but I didn't know that Vince Vaughn was a stand-up comedian. Oh. I mean, I did when that came out, but Brian Posehn's coming to the Wow Hall.
Wow.
That's what I said. So then I watched one of his old Comedy Centrals. I did not laugh out loud. He's funny and metal's cool and stuff, but he is not that funny. He's not.
I don't know. I respect him when he's.
I love him in the movies he's been in. He was in he was Devil's Rejects and some of his TV work's good.
He's not my style of laugh out loud, causing stand up.
He'll go. This happened, every time he started to say, and then he's like, in case you wonder why I would say that, I just am kind of reality-based, and I just talk about things that happened to me, really. So this happened, too. It's like, okay.
He's fun as, a panelist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
For chiming in.
That Immortals show that he was on, that taxidermy show.
A lot of his jokes are about his wife and stuff, because he's got a hot wife. And so he got to valet everything in L.A., and so we pull up to the valet, and right as we're pulling up, she rips a big fart.
Yeah, and a lot of fart jokes.
And dick jokes.
And a lot of ogre
masturbating
jokes. Ogre jokes.
His Star Wars masturbating joke's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's like Darth Vader was not around, so my penis was standing in. It's like, it has a helmet. Come on.
Do you think you'd laugh more if you're front row actually there?
Yeah, I think so.
Just because you're so goofy looking?
Yeah, that too, probably. And, you know, we talk about him and you give me shit about it, but I just had to drag it out last night because I miss him. Ron Funches, I recorded a set of his at the Speakeasy back in 2011, and I hadn't watched it for probably a year and a half. And pulled that out, and that made me laugh out loud.
What's he been doing? Is he still doing that Disney show?
Yeah, and The Undateables is premiering soon on NBC, a new...
Oh, yeah.
New full-time comedy series.
That's cool. That's cool.
And he's also writing for...
Big season coming up with,
Kroll
with
Show.
all the networks.
Yep,
really.
Comedy Central, he's writing for The Kroll Show for season 2, which is about to premiere.
I don't think I watched all the episodes, but what I did, I really... It hit and miss as far as me laughing.
Yeah.
But...
still innovative. Because
I don't like... I don't know.
A little bit.
It's hard for me to say a comic is unfunny because, you know, nobody's funny to everybody.
Right. And some people are funny and some... Dude, I saw Max Brockman, who I talked to about maybe being on the show. He's a Eugene comedian. He ate three magic cookies, right about the time he was ready to go on, which so he wouldn't feel them. And then he did his set at the showcase. And then we had an open mic afterwards last Friday. And he's like, all right, for those of you who weren't here, I'm Max Brockman, but I am 2 beers and 3 magic cookies ahead of where I was last time. So... I'm going to tell some jokes that I didn't tell before the 3 magic cookies. And then he kind of ran out, but he had forgot that he had his book in his hand. And he's like, I can't think of a joke. And he's holding his book. His book is full of jokes. Mm-hmm. All of his jokes are in it. And he's like, come on, one of the comics, help me. What joke should I tell to end on? And he had a new one that he did the first time that night, mm-hmm. comparing the Loch Ness Monster to God, because mm-hmm. some people believe in it and some people don't. And it was pretty funny, but it's a clever joke, and you have to do it correctly. And he had a setup, and it was really funny. So Seth says, Loch Ness Monster. And he's like, Loch Ness Monster? What? He's like, your Loch Ness Monster joke about God. And he's like, oh, yeah. He goes, so some people, atheists, the religion from, compare, oh, fuck. Seth, why did you say that joke? Like, he totally forgot it and fucked it up. He's like, so here's one that I do remember. And he told a joke that he told earlier and then walked off the stage. He's like, God damn it. I should never do that. He's like, I had my book in my hand the whole time. I was like, yes, you did. I was going to say, look in your book. Read it if you can't remember. Read it out of your book.
But you know, he wasn't relying on his book.
Nope, it was open mic, so it was cool.
Yeah, that Sanjay guy, you know that guy?
The doctor? Yeah, he's endorsing marijuana now.
I know. He's saying that he has been part of the government misleading citizens.
He's apologizing sincerely.
Yeah, he is.
Thank you, Sanjay.
And it all came because he did a documentary.
Right.
And found out some truths. So
that's all I want.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And that's awesome that he's coming clean and saying that, you know, he doesn't want his past words to maybe not help somebody out for the purpose of just being right, just because he thought that once.
And maybe they hadn't seen his recent apology and rebuttal and retraction, and they might still be thinking, well, Sanjay said that it's bad, you know, and I mm-hmm. go by everything he says. But, you know, it
sucks
that there's still, you know, all the good that comes from medical marijuana and the new advances that they're making and everything, there's still a few downsides. And we were talking on Monday about how news stories can be good starters for, like, the crack pinata. For a fiction story that we might want to
write.
Here's one that made me think of that. Out of Lakeport, California, a California man confessed to keeping a 15-year-old girl locked up in a metal box at their marijuana farm where he had 1,000 plants. Ryan Belletto, 30, and Patrick Perlman faced several federal drug and weapons charges as well as sexual abuse charges after the two were arrested May 1st. It was a while back. Been saving this story, but it kind of fits in now. The officials said they investigated the 680-acre parcel for several years, and when they raided it, they found greenhouses filled with 6-foot marijuana plants, carefully arranged with irrigation systems, and a series of rusted-out trailers with filthy living conditions. And in one of the structures, the police found a metal box with holes drilled in it with a 15-year-old girl locked inside who was forced to live in the box for several days when she wasn't being sexually abused or helped take care of the plants.
That's fucked up.
I know. I mean, I'm glad that they got her out and that she's okay and everything, but these guys are giving pot growers a bad name.
Certainly, yeah. Well, they're just giving people a bad name, too.
I guess so. You could be cooking meth or growing weed, I guess. But
yeah, I mean, you would certainly rather... the them having weed is by far... less crime.
Well, for sure, but my point is that the people who are already like weed naysayers who
certainly
say that it's bad see this and they're like, see? These marijuana people, they're bad people. They lock kids in boxes and fuck them.
Yep. Obama's to blame, damn liberals.
You gonna let a blank stay in the White House? You have to burn the beds. So, again, we would promise this on Monday to get to some crazy Floridians. This is kind of a weird story. Authorities in Florida said a man was arrested on allegations of falsely reporting that his wife had been kidnapped to stop his girlfriend from moving out. That's just weird. Huh? Yeah, that's what I said.
Wow.
He called the sheriff's department Saturday and reported his, in parentheses, air quotes, wife had been kidnapped by two men driving a U-Haul truck. The deputy arrived at his address and discovered a truck parked outside with the doors open and two women exiting the apartment. One of the women identified herself as his new girlfriend and told the deputy she was moving out of the apartment. They said that the guy was obviously intoxicated. He exited the apartment and told the deputy he'd made up the story to stop his girlfriend from leaving the apartment. And they fought with the deputy during his arrest. He was taken to jail on charges of misuse of 911 and resisting arrest. I don't get it. How? What? Who? Why?
I don't know.
How
either.
Would that... The crazy Floridians... Why? Okay, they don't leave.
Make sense to me.
Don't leave, girlfriend. Come on, girlfriend. I'm going to call 911 and tell them that my wife just got abducted by two men in a U-Haul. Don't go. It's like, fuck you. I'm out of here. You didn't even tell me you were married. I'm not. No. Didn't you see my air quotes? My wife was abducted. Wife. You guys can't see it, but when I say that different voice, that's air quote.
Ooh, air quote voice.
So if you ever hear me raise my voice, that means it's air quoted.
Yeah, mercy, yes.
Now, long sentences get tough when you're doing the air quotes. So that was in Tavernier. I guess they have lots of taverns down there in Tavernier, Florida.
Is that E-E-R?
I-E-R. Tavern I-E-R. Huh. Tavernier.
Not like a, I would have thought it would have been like Buccaneer because they got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down there.
I know you don't drive a lot anymore, but do you ever try pulling in front of somebody at the drive-thru? You've been to those McDonald's where they got two drive-thrus?
No, I've never pulled in front of somebody.
But have you seen those ones? They got two. No waiting. And they got two, even at the Albany one. They got a double lane with two things.
I think I've been
order.
Through there.
Okay. Well, I think they didn't have these in Riverview, Florida. More crazy Florida story. Authorities in Florida said a Florida woman stabbed a man in the buttocks during an argument about cutting in a drive-through line. Mohamed Abgugatarabha, a name with a lot of consonants that I can't pronounce, Abgugatar, told deputies that he was in the drive-through lane at McDonald's when Rebecca Simmons tried to pull in front of him in line. So Abgugatar said he cursed at the woman, and she responded by getting out of her vehicle using a knife to stab hood of car. She stabbed hood of car. Abgugatar told deputies he got out of car, tried to stop Simmons from leaving. She stabbed him in the right buttock, causing small puncture wound. Simmons was arrested on charges of aggravated battery with deadly weapon, criminal mischief, property damage. Abgugatar did not require medical attention, and the damage to his vehicle was estimated at $200, which was $300 less than his $500 deductible, which means he is booked.
I have one question, though.
I have an answer for you, my friend.
What did he order?
He hadn't even got to order yet. She pulled in front of him.
Oh.
He could have ordered something with extra buns.
I've never had anybody
he
pull in front of
He got stabbed in
me,
the
though.
Butt.
Who would be that excited?
She must have been hungry.
Could be eating at McDonald's.
I think it was Gene Simmons' cousin, Rebecca. Rebecca Simmons.
Yep. Yeah.
I pull in front of you in line. I stab you in butt. I fucking kill your fucking neck. That's how, you ever hear like people from across another country try to insult people. I fuck you, Fidnaf. I fuck your foot off. I will fucking punch you in the ass.
That is very insulting in some cultures.
I'll fucking stab you in buttock. The left one if you're lucky. I know you keep your weight on the left side. So, yeah, that's it for Crazy Floridians for this week on a hump day. So, yeah, careful. If you're in Riverside or Riverview, Florida, please don't try to pull in front of any people with a lot of consonants in their name because they will try to stop you, and you will have to stab them in the ass.
Yeah, pulling in front of somebody like that is dangerous.
Yeah, and she's the one she's the one that stabbed him.
If you see, here's a free driving tip. If you see a couple or more bikers riding obviously together, never pull in between them.
Oh, motorbikers?
Yeah.
Yeah, or bicyclists. Those fuckers. You're like, I got to get in here. You pull up to the middle of their thing and like turn your blinker on.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm going to nudge in here.
Yeah.
I need to slow down a little bit.
You don't want to cut them off, though, and then you got, like, four motorcyclists, like, playing tricks with you.
That's
while you're driving on the highway.
That's dangerous, man. And not only did this lady must have been really hungry and thought that this guy had less rights than her, He could have had bomb. I would not stab Abagundagundur in ass with knife when he could have bomb.
Yeah, that's true.
His name was Mohammed. I mean, you can't even use his image on a sitcom without getting killed.
You can't. Did they show a picture of him?
No.
Ah!
It said photo not available.
Yeah, they can't.
They showed a picture of her with a knife. No, they didn't.
I've never even seen a picture of Muhammad Ali.
Wow. I saw a picture of his daughter.
Oh, really?
Naked.
Layla? Oh.
No, not lately. It was a long time ago.
Ah!
Have you seen, dude, have you seen Chelsea lately?
No.
It's this girl from across town.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen her lately? My friend Jim Lauderdale, you ever have this happen to you where you think you wrote a clever pun, but it's already been done?
Oh, yeah. Every one of them.
Every one? That rhymes. You ever thought you wrote a clever pun, but it already been done? Fuck yeah. Every one of them was already written. So he thought that he wrote a clever tune called If You CK, Tell Her I Love Her. But
that is clever.
April Wine did it.
What?
1983. I used to have the record, but I think I gave it to my sister because she loved their version of a Beatles song.
If You CK?
If You CK, Tell Her I Love Her. If You CK, Tell Her I Need Her. If You CK. F-U-C-K.
Was it a radio hit?
I don't believe so.
No.
But Britney Spears got a radio hit called If You Seek Amy. F-U-C-K me. Fuck me.
No.
If You Seek Amy, then you're looking for a good time because she's cheap and slutty.
Wow.
I don't know. That's not what it says. But the song is called If You Seek Amy. If You Seek Amy.
That is crazy.
That is crazy talk, I tell you.
Yeah.
I can't believe it sometimes.
Yeah.
What is going on in this world.
You know
what else was going on? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was going to bring up this list.
Okay, before you get to the list, check this out. We're driving downtown Albany yesterday, the day before. Just got out of Omax, coming down First Street, headed towards the Monteith Park. And you know those cigarette receptacles that are kind of square on the bottom, and then they come up, and they're like a post, and you just put your cigarette on the top of it.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
Fall down. So we're at the stop sign at either Ellsworth or Lyon, and I ain't lying. And I saw what I thought was maybe a shiny orange ribbon. Looked like it was flickering in the wind. Because if you've seen those fake flames, they look like a little piece of paper with a light on it, and it flickers,
yeah.
And it looks like a flame, but it's just a piece of paper with a light.
A flame clit?
Yeah, flame clit. It's fucking flaming. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting at the thing, and I was like, and then it starts to get bigger, and I'm like, this is on
the
sidewalk.
Your mind's playing tricks on you.
I know, this is on the sidewalk, right? And I'm like, is that a ribbon? That ribbon's getting bigger. The sun's not even shining on that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fire? Mm-hmm. Hey, wife, is that a fire right there? And she's like, looking down the road, not thinking to look one block ahead, right in front of the ACT Theater, Albany Community Theater, next to Bogey's there.
Uh-huh.
So they got trees with little squares cut out of the cement with bark mulch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Strategically placed, and then an ashtray. Well, someone must have put some paper in there or something, and when someone unwittingly put their lit cigarette down in there that was supposed to go out,
well, it's summer, and so it's just, if you're not putting anything in there, it's potentially just a box of dried cigarette butts.
It's a tinder box.
Yeah.
And it was fully engulfed in flames.
Dude, that had to smell really bad.
Well, we had our windows up, so we didn't smell it. But so as we're getting to it, that's a fire. And the light's staying red for a long time, and she's like, what is a fire? I go right there on the sidewalk by that bench up there, and she's like, that is a fire. What is that? And she goes, oh, it's one of those. It looked like the top fucking post had melted and fallen down and was sideways across the base, and it's all burning.
Probably, it'd been burning for a while.
Oh, yeah, and it was a good 3 or 4 foot flames coming up. And the trees right there, bark mulch right there, buildings all wood right there.
Been sitting in there for like 10 minutes probably.
And so it's burning, and she's like, oh, it's one of those, looked like one of those little square barbecue boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it had something.
A tinder box.
Yeah. She's like, that looks like a, oh, she's like, it's an ashtray. It's a plastic ashtray, as we drove by it and finally could see it.
I always thought those were fucking ridiculous.
Right. So she's all, what should I do? I go, probably what we just did. Nothing. Everybody's just driving by. No one was on. She's like, I know. No one's on the sidewalk. That tree's going to catch on fire. She goes, I'm calling 911. I said, do what you want. She calls 911. She said, hey, there's a plastic ashtray on fire in front of the theater there. And they're like, the Pix Theater? She's like, no, I'm on First Avenue between Lyon and Ellsworth. And it's right in front of the Albany Community Theater next to the old First Round. And they're like, okay, is there any way you could stay there and direct the firemen when they get there? And she's like, no, we drove by a while ago, but I just decided that I should call because no one was doing anything about it. And she's like, it's getting a little out of control, and there's a tree right there and a bunch of bark mulch. And the trees, if they caught on fire, would catch on the building probably. She goes, no one seemed to be – everyone was just driving by, and no one was doing anything about it. And the lady said, well, we haven't received any calls for it, so thank you. And she goes, could I get your phone number?
They just did.
Yeah. Well, they hadn't previously. Yeah. And then – this is the first time Dana had ever called 911 from her cell phone. It locks your phone out for 5 minutes. No data. No data for 5 minutes, and then it starts a counter down. It says, 911 call. No data for 5 minutes. Weird. Like, they don't want you... they want your phone to be open and available for them to call you back, I guess.
Huh.
It's like, weird. She's like, look, no data for 5 minutes because I called 911. I was like...
what if you wanted to call them again?
Has that ever happened? And she's like, oh, no shit. Oh, maybe they don't want to call back for the same thing. Are you guys going to hurry up and get here?
Well,
it gives them 5 minutes. That way you can't call back for 5 minutes, and then they go, they're on their way, and they cannot be lying. Because if you called back in 1 minute, you could say they're on their way. How could they be on their way? I just called a minute ago. I just wanted to see if you were going to lie to me or not.
Yeah, they probably keep it open for so they can contact back maybe or...
contact back?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay,
so if you ever need to call 911 and 411, call 411 first.
And 511.
Yeah, before you call the
911. And 811. There's all kinds of 11s. I wonder what 111 is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, so, if you were in an emergency and you just called 911, wouldn't you want to call somebody afterwards and let them know?
Yeah, like maybe you need to call someone else for help.
or just to let them know, hey...
something else really bad just happened. I was like, okay.
I got an ambulance coming on the way, and I'm going to be at the hospital. Oh,
call 911. Let's say this. You call 911 because you got in a car accident.
Ah!
A fender bender on the side of the highway.
I'm on the side of the highway.
You get out, and you get hit by a car after you've called 911. You call 911.
Hello?
I'm hurt. We need an ambulance. I think the people in their car might be hurt. Okay, they're on their way. Okay, thanks for calling. Bye. Step out of the car.
Ah!
You can't call 911 again to say, I've been hit. Send an ambulance faster for me now, not for those people. I'm way worse off than they are. Fucking bastards. Oh, man. Hey, I think we forgot to mention on Monday, except for in the intro, Pizza Now, our great sponsors.
Heck yeah.
We didn't eat any pizza that day, so we weren't thinking about it. But I'm thinking about it now. I'm also thinking about drinking the last sip of this soda and wishing that I had what it was National Day today.
What is that?
National Creamsicle Day.
Oh!
Creamsicles are pretty good. I don't have them that often, but every time I have one, I just have to remark how good they are. They're good. That orange sherbet, kind of milky, sickly, creamy milk.
Do you mind it with when it's in that cup, though?
Yeah, that's not really a creamsicle. That's a bowl.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bowl of mixed sherbet.
But isn't it weird eating with those wooden spoons?
It is, because it gives a weird wood aftertaste.
It does. It's like...
it's kind of like creepy. Smoking a bowl with a Zippo.
It's creepy.
Yeah, you're like licking this wood.
You feel violated, almost.
I do,
just because it's so dry, and it's like...
you ever got a splinter on your tongue from them things? Man, that's gnarly.
That would be gnarly.
You know what's coming up? Reminded me of that when we were talking about wooden spoons is my fifth wedding anniversary.
Ah, wood.
And the gift for fifth wedding anniversary is wood. So I've decided, I hope she's not listening to the show, I'm going to give my wife my old leg.
Really?
For an anniversary gift.
That's awesome, dude.
It's a little charred on the top, but
yeah,
she can sand it off if she really wants to use it for something.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just give her my...
Hey-oh!
My Manwood. Who's Manwood? And, yeah, National Creamsicle Day, and we got some birthdays. Old guy. Old guy that used to be in trouble with drugs. Classic rock icon. Also donated his sperm to some lesbians, famously, to have a baby.
Mr. Crosby.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby.
The Crosby Show.
Bing Crosby.
From the Crosby Show. He had a sitcom on in the 80s and 90s where he played Neil Huxtable. The young Neil Huxtable. No, just kidding. David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Brewer, Shipley.
You know, that was a totally different band when it was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yeah.
Which would be a funny skit.
It would be.
If
Crosby,
you
Stills, Nash.
If you had the players, right?
But you could have, like.
You could probably be a Stills.
Crosby,
right?
Stills. Nash could be the dude from the Dallas Mavericks, though. You have Bill Cosby, Steven Stills.
You would sing. You'd have to have Cosby singing, like, you know.
Move it about, boop.
Yeah.
Jello pudding.
And up there dancing like he did on the intros to the Cosby Show.
Right? I don't know if you guys knew this, but back in the day before they got signed, I think this might have had something to do with it. Their name was Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Brewer, Shipley, Hall, Oates, Garfunkel, and Simon. But they all splintered off into acts. You can't have more than four names. And then they finally whittled it down to Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Young.
I didn't know they were so zen.
Man, they had a big band, too, and it took a lot to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a big stage. They were kind of fucked. But, yeah, it's his birthday today, and I think he's still alive, off drugs, still being the dad for lesbian's child. How old do you think he is?
Oh, jeez.
I'll tell you, he's older than my dad.
That's, well, yeah, the Woodstock was in 69. What's that been now? 50,
no,
45,
I was born,
46
yeah.
years, 44. 44 years ago, so, and he was probably 23, which would make him 67. Wow, he was older than 23? Wow.
Well, yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, because he was in the Byrds.
Oh, wow, and then you're talking about 7 years before Woodstock, right?
Bill Cosby and the Byrds.
Wow, so that would be...
with that McGuinn, so Roger
that
McGuinn.
Would be at least
Roger McGuinn.
74.
David, that was a damn good educated guess. 72.
Oh, I was thinking
so
71,
close.
But I
so
said
so close. Damn it, that was good. But yeah, Roger McGuinn and him were a driving force from the Byrds. To everything turns.
Odd that Roger McGuinn looked like a penguin, isn't it?
Roger McPenguin. He should have played the penguin on the Batman series.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he looked like.
Also, birthday today, and we were talking about him a couple of weeks or last week or something because I broke out his wife from prison. No, wait. I broke out his record and listened to Let's Get Small. Happy birthday today to Steve Martin.
Sweet.
One of the best Saturday Night Live hosts is occurring on this list that we're going to get to about some sketches. We've been talking each week about this Saturday Night Live poll, but we're going to get through these birthdays real quick. Steve Martin, how old do you think he is? He's a banjo pick and fool, and I heard that with his banjo band.
He's a fucking awesome banjoist, man.
And I heard that when he plays his shows that he also does bits of comedy in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in between songs. So it's not just a serious
a
music
show. Yeah. Variety show.
For sure.
And yeah.
So obviously he's a few years younger than old David Crosby.
I think it might be him too that won't give autographs, but they'll give you an experience.
He'll give you a genuine thank you if you return his wallet.
Yeah.
Which just happened a couple weeks ago. We talked about that.
He'll provide you with something. As for memory, rather than just a fucking, hey, can I have your signature?
And I guess just from seeing him on recent performances and seeing him in that movie with Jack Black and Owen Wilson recently, a couple years ago, didn't think he was this old, never did the math trick where, oh, let's see, because he was gray well before he should have been, so it's hard to age, you know, gauge his age.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard thing to say. It's hard to gauge his age when you're trying to rage his, Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page?
I'm just rhyming, dude. I'm busting.
No, I'm asking if that's who we're guessing.
No, Steve Martin. Duh.
Oh, Steve Martin.
I'm a rambling guy.
Oh, sorry. I was
R-A-M-B-L-I-N.
Apostrophe. Steve Martin, I'm going to go. He's going to go about 67.
Damn, you're good. 68.
Hoo-wee.
Old. Still touring.
Yeah.
If I'm still touring when I'm 68, that'll be cool because I'm not even touring now.
And fantastic, man, on that banjo, really. Fantastic. Yeah, makes it sing. And he's got some good players with him, too.
And also for our final birthday today, a man that shows you that HIV ain't got shit. He's got enough money to keep himself alive.
AIDS Johnson.
Yep, Magic AIDS Johnson. Or Magic HIV Johnson.
Yep.
We call him the Hive. He's the Beehive. Magic Beehive Johnson. Because I be having the HIV for a long time, so they call me the Beehive. I be HIV positive. So I'd be Hive.
You know,
you behave yourself.
I recently read up on him because I was kind of younger when all that kind of, that stuff went down.
When
didn't
he got
really
his talk
pay
show?
Attention.
The Magic Johnson Show.
No, but when he retired and came back, and there was a big controversy amongst the players because, you know, it being a sport, would the blood that could possibly mix on the court, it was a big issue, and that led to his early retirement, basically.
Yep.
When he could have just, like, he could have wore one of those, like, skin suits, right?
Yeah.
Or a skin flute.
He plays the skin flute. That's how he's got HIV. Happy birthday to you. You have HIV. I hope you don't get AIDS. Happy birthday, Magic. How old do you think he is? Come on.
Oh, Magic Johnson's not even, let's go, 50.
Ah, that was close. 54.
Right on.
And also, celebrity
birthdays. I saw him, up close and in person.
Wow. He's tall, huh?
He's like 6'9". I'm not sure how tall he is. He's tall for a guard. I know that. He was big for a guard.
He's a big bitch.
But I was like, I think, second row in 87 at a Blazers-Lakers game. Kareem and Magic. All those guys.
Nice.
And we won. And it was pretty cool.
Nice.
It was,
Kareem. And that's it for celebrity birthdays and our...
Did you recently hear that Edie Gourmet died?
No.
Yeah. Not so well known amongst them were her siblings Edie Buffet and Edie Smorgasbord.
Well, I Edie Gourmet
mm-hmm.
sometimes when I'm feeling rich and ritzy. Yeah. Did you hear that Linda Lovelace died?
What?
Car crash. 53 dead.
Wow.
And there was a big, long story that we might get to a little bit on Friday, but we're going to get to our Saturday Night Live thing we've been cliffhanging on for the last 2 days.
Yeah, this is a list of the top 10 sketches, as voted on by Hulu people.
Yeah, and anybody who's a constant
Hulu,
listener.
Huluans.
Hulu, you. Anyone who's a constant listener knows he's been covering this. They had the top 10 hosts, the top 10 eras or casts or something. Top
10 members, cast, members.
Top 10.
And then... I think you call them hooligans.
Yeah.
That's what you call Hulu people. Hooligans.
Hey. Oh, speaking of hooligans, there's a new hot barbecue sauce down at BOMAX called the Hooligan.
Yeah.
Ghost peppers.
Oh.
I don't believe in it.
I would try it.
I don't believe in it.
Try it on some cornbread.
No, I tried it on my tongue and on some pulled pork, and boy, my fuck. That is some hot shit. I might believe in ghosts now. I don't believe in ghosts.
If you see ghost peppers...
I fucking started sweating and shit and had to wipe my brow with a fucking napkin. And it made me say fucking like 5 fucking times. And I'm in a fucking restaurant where fucking people that go to fucking church all the time are fucking all around me.
And they're all singing in the background.
Fuck, that's hot. I don't believe in ghosts, peppers. Okay. Saturday Night Live.
Witness a song while you were there?
No, we left before. The people were asking as they were coming in. We beat the rush, so it was cool. And then the people were coming in. Are you guys going to be singing? It's funny when they ask that before they say, are you guys got some food we can have? No. I guess that's a given. But they're like, hey, are you guys going to be singing? Cause
they just want to know, I guess, that they're there for some song, I guess.
Yeah, tell you what. You say no, we're fucking out of here. Because there's a fucking...
No shit, huh?
There's a Burger King down the street.
What
are
these?
Those,
what do you
there's
think
a black kid
answer?
In the fucking parking lot singing songs right now.
They might as well just be telling him, you're going to be singing a song while we're in here.
You get no tip.
Yep.
I'm gonna 40.
All right, top 10 sketches. And have you given any thought? Now, I told you which one.
He gave me a sneaker.
Yep, I gave you a sneaker.
Spoiler, whatever.
But have you
it.
Been thinking about any of the best sketches in your own mind?
Almost surprised. And I know that a lot of these are going to be sketches that contain the top 10 characters that we talked about. But not necessarily all of them.
I will give you a number on that.
I was surprised that the cowbell was number 2, and that's what he told me. Mm-hmm. So that's our giveaway. Christopher Walken as Bruce Dickinson, the multi-awesome producer.
Mm-hmm.
Not Bruce Dickinson.
And I'd say as far as characters, only really one.
Okay. All right. All right.
So.
All right.
So, all right. Here we go. Go.
Yeah, I guess I'll just.
And I'm gonna see if you remember these, because not all of them I remember. All right, going number one. I forgot
number
the percentage.
Number one? Are you going to go 10?
10, yeah, let's with 1%. That's what I meant, because it was a list
okay.
of one.
Let me see. Okay, well, I can't
guess. Can't guess. I'm just going to go with it. Bass-O-Matic. You remember that one?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
Yep.
It was like a blender that you put your fish in.
Yep.
It was yucky.
Richard Bade actually did that on his, he had a show that was, I remember TV Guide listed it like 4 years in a row as the worst thing on TV. He would blend fish and all sorts of stuff and then pay people to come up and drink it. He had
nasty.
He had gargantuan guts and thunder thighs competitions where these huge people would jump into kiddie pools of Pepto Bismol. That was his show.
That's not too
bad. That was
bad.
Like, that's my topic for the day.
That's way better than the first thing.
Well, he did that at the end of every show.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. All right, so
Dan Aykroyd had the great infomercial character.
Yeah.
Get the new Bass-O-Matic from Rodco, or it was Renco or something. They had to change it, but, yeah.
He should be a pitch man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would watch an infomercial just for the fact that Dan Aykroyd was pitching it.
Yeah.
A 30-minute infomercial, I would watch it.
All right. Let's call him.
All right, and number 9 is, well, tied for 8, because both of these got 2. Schmidt's Gay.
That was kind of funny. Do you remember that one?
I remember that one. That one was pretty fucking hilarious. So you got the Chris Farley and Adam Sandler, David Spade. Chris Rock, all those guys, right?
Maybe towards the end when the party's going on. After
I think they were just background, but the two mains were the Sandler.
They're like, oh, we're house sitting. They got an awesome pool. And they're like, ooh, there's all gross. And he's like, yeah. And he turns on the water. And as soon as the pool fills up, a bunch of gay dudes come out.
Yep.
And you know what's weird? The original,
their ultimate fantasy.
The original version of that featured the background music of Beautiful Girls by Van Halen. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Woo-woo. Now if you see that skit, now on the Best of Saturday Night Live or any other rebroadcast, it's been replaced by one of those songs I was talking about, either on air or off, that sounds like another song, but the riff's turned around backwards, but the beat's the same, and you can tell, oh, that's supposed to be Beautiful Girls, but maybe David Lee Roth or Eddie Van Halen said, hey, Schmidt's gay. That's not cool. We don't like gay people.
Yeah.
We don't want our song about girls and fucking chicks on a fucking beer commercial about gay dudes.
Or just might be distributing. They wanted too much to pay for the distribution rights or something.
Yeah,
or
like,
there is a
and
flock.
I'm always wondering during Saturday Night Live.
You
when
guys
they
had
use
with Domesticide,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but, you know, they use songs sometimes in skits, and I just wonder mm-hmm. if they have to have pre-authorized, probably.
Yeah, it's probably different for the one-time broadcast, though, I guess.
So that tied for number 8 with
James Brown Celebrity Hot Tub Party.
Wow, Eddie Murphy.
Yep, I do not remember this one.
Okay.
I've never seen this one.
This
maybe
awesome.
On a best of.
Very awesome. It's on the Best of Eddie Murphy. If you haven't seen that, check it out. He comes out with his robe on, and he's all, get hot in the hot tub. Gonna make you sweat. Too hot. And then he put one fucking toe in the hot tub. Too hot in the hot tub. Ow! He'd do his, ow, gonna make me sweat. And then he'd like freak out, and he'd start going like James Brown and get down on his knees all covered up with his cape. And then his workers or his entourage would come out and help him. And then he'd start dancing, get hot in the hot tub. Welcome to James Brown Celebrity Hot Tub. And they just had some people come out and sit in the hot tub, but the intro was the most memorable. Definitely funny. It reminds me of that era when we were talking about how to be a hoe with that one guy that I can't remember, which I thought would have made the top 10 characters, but it didn't. He was eclipsed by Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I remember seeing those. It's been a while since I've seen the best of Eddie Murphy.
All right. I like all these so far. All right. Number seven.
Number seven is going back a ways, Olympia Restaurant.
Oh, yeah. The Greeks.
Mm-hmm.
Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger.
Is that the one? Because it said Olympia Restaurant. I didn't know which one that was.
But no, Patsy, you take a Coke.
Yep.
Could I get a root beer? No root beer. You take Coke. Five Coke. And then they're like, that's John Belushi, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and once in a while, the black dude.
And
Garrett Morris will stick his head out.
Yeah, and Morris, or Lane Newman.
Yeah.
Or Adelaine, what was her name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Lorraine Newman. And then, like, the people, she does voices for Metalocalypse and different things.
Oh, sweet.
She's still active. She's getting old, though, as they all are. But, yeah, and they'll have someone come in, and they'll try to, I want to get some eggs. We have no eggs. Could I get, like, a hamburger? Cheeseburger! It's like, what if I don't want cheese? Cheeseburger! It's like, okay, I'll take a cheeseburger then. It's like, cheeseburger! What to drink? He's like, you got a Pepsi? And he's like, no, Pepsi, you take a Coke. And then it's Coke, Coke. And then one of the things is Dan Aykroyd, every time he says cheeseburger, Dan Aykroyd will say cheeseburger and put another one on the grill. And then they're talking over here, and he's like, no, when you hear me say cheeseburger, 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 that means, and so he's like, cheeseburger, cheese, and then the next thing you know, he's got the whole grill full of cheeseburgers, when really he's just having a conversation about cheeseburgers. Uh-huh. It's a classic, and it was a definite recurring skit
from
the 70s, but it was good.
That's a little thing. Yeah, the number one is a reoccurring skit as opposed to the number two cowbell.
One time only. That probably stands almost alone for the one timer. All right, number six. Cheeseburger.
Lawrence Welk Show.
With the Portlandia dude?
I'm not sure.
I'm thinking it must be the new one because there's
the
a new
one.
The only image I saw, Fred Armisen.
Farrell.
Oh.
But I didn't remember.
I would be inclined to
think.
But
it might be Armisen was there when Farrell was there, though.
No, but recently, within the last two seasons, with Kristen Wiig before she left.
Maybe it is that one.
Jason Sudeikis. Very funny.
He maybe would come Farrell out, was a guest
Bubbles,
or something.
Bubbles, welcome to Lawrence Welk Show. And they do all these sexual innuendos when they talk.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one where Jason Sudeikis was like singing some corny old Lawrence Welk style song about these five sisters, you know, and they'd come out, and then the fifth one, they were all beautiful, but then the fifth one was Kristen Wiig that had like little baby doll arms, but it looked like they were her arms, but they looked like baby doll arms, and her face was fucked up, like she was like all dismorphic.
She was the ugly duckling.
Yeah. And she kept, like, trying to grab his junk and stuff. It was pretty funny. And there's been several episodes of it, so I think that must be what they're talking about.
Is that
about,
like, a Tyrannosaurus Rex with the short arms?
Exactly, yeah. But she's always like...
Yeah, that's likely what they're talking about.
Yeah, because that's pretty funny, and it's recent. All right, number five.
Number five is number four, because it's two things tied.
Tied for fourth.
Disney Housewives, which is a more recent one. I don't think I've seen
that was
any
pretty funny.
Or many.
That was pretty funny.
I imagine it's reoccurring.
I only saw it once.
Was that with Lohan or something? Or
no, and
a
it
wig?
Was, it was based on, yeah, it was wig, and it was fairly new, I'm pretty sure. Some of the newer girls, I can't remember their names right now. But yeah, it's based on the Real Housewives of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was whatever you said it was. A
Disney Housewives,
and it's,
yeah.
Cinderella, Snow White. And it's like a reality show.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a funny premise.
She's got the seven dwarves running around, and they're all talking. It's just making fun. And I had thought of my wife because she loves that show and watches it religiously,
mm-hmm.
like more than she ever reads the Bible. And so I didn't get her to watch it, but I told her about it. And she's like, oh, that's kind of funny. But they are making fun of something that I like. I was like, well, yeah, but it's Disney, so that's funny. It's like a twist. But I don't really think that it's funny enough to make the top five.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
It was not reoccurring either.
I only saw it once, but I missed a lot.
This one is not a reoccurring one either. We're going to go with...
tied for fourth.
Dick in a Box!
Oh, okay. Island...
Representing some musical part of it.
What are they called? Island...
The Lonely Island.
Yeah.
Lonely Island.
Timberlake with his dick in a box, Andy Samberg. pretty funny.
It is pretty good.
I think that it's overrated, though, but funny.
Yeah.
I could think
some greater songs of the SNL's archives.
I think the Blues Brothers songs were almost better than the Dick in the Box, but less comedy. They were being serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John Belushi's interpretation of Joe Cocker doing I Get High With a Little Help from My Friends is a fucking classic for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what got him on Saturday Night Live. He used to do that back in the SCTV days, Second City TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So now with three left, and we know the number two, the cowbell.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have any thoughts on anything? I mean, you were just talking about the Blues Brothers
having
been represented.
I almost think that Canteen Boy might be in there, but probably not. And because of the cowbell being in there, it kind of dashes any hopes for the Continental. But that would be up there for me. Let me try to think.
Continental, very excellent. As well as Ladies Man.
Yeah, the Ladies Man was a good recurring skit. God. I'm trying to think if it would be new, mid, or old, or like. It's probably going to be like the Chris Farley Show or something like
that. Well, number three is Matt Foley.
Oh, Matt Foley, okay.
Yep, so.
It's probably the one with David Spade and Christina Applegate.
Mm hmm.
Oh, we got a writer over here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Old Bill Shakespeare. That didn't amount to squat. Heard you've been working on some other papers there. Like rolling papers. You've been rolling doobies. You want to end up in a van down by the river? They're just biting their lip trying to keep it straight.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's classic stuff. And then he fucking face plants into the table and totally breaks the breakaway. Obviously a breakaway coffee table, but still hilarious physical comedy. He's been down in the basement drinking coffee for the last 4 hours. He's a motivational speaker.
They should have buried him down by the river.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
In a van buried under the ground. Where'd they bury him? In a van!
I think we should dig him up and do that for him.
Down by the river! All right.
All right, and we know number two, cowbell.
So the number one skit.
And these are all 16 for number three, 17% for number two, and 20% at number one, which is a recurring one.
I really hope it's not too wild and crazy, guys.
And, you know, now it's been recurring over
deep thoughts?
Casts.
Okay, I don't know.
And, you know, can incorporate guests. Just as well as it could incorporate regular cast members and has had different people as the main
weekend update
in the lead part of it.
I can't think of it.
Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh. Yeah, I guess it did have well, no, they haven't done it since Ferrell, have they?
Didn't they do it with Hader?
No, he does all kinds of other shows, though. That are like that. I think they've done Celebrity Jeopardy. But I'd forgotten about that. That's definitely a classic.
Yes.
The one with Burt Reynolds and Sean Connery. Yeah. And I don't remember. There was a lot of them, but that was the one.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good choice for number one.
Your mother, Trebek.
It's just so...
Like Norm MacDonald.
So deadpan.
As Burt Reynolds.
Trebek recently in the news for slamming a kid for his spelling.
Ooh.
He gave him the wrong answer because he misspelled he wrote like emancipation, proclamation, and he didn't spell it right. So Alex said, nope, I'm sorry. That is just not spelled correctly. We don't know what that says, and kind of like embarrass the kid a little bit.
Well, I guess so.
And so, people were going, what's up with you, Trebek? After they were all hailing him as a hero for running naked after some woman for trying to rob him.
Well, still, you know, he's in a trivia game that is based on like literature and all kinds of stuff that's supposed to be right. So it's probably hard for him not to say, hey, that's not spelled correctly.
Yeah. He probably over-explained it rather than was trying to be mean.
Right.
And yeah, but it's just funny. Trebek, man, he's been hosting that show forever.
Yeah.
I wonder how old he is. He's probably like, At least 50.
At least 50. All right, so that wraps up our list, doesn't it? Is that the end of the list? All right, so I hope you guys were interested in that. I found it interesting myself.
I think that if you ask in 5 years, the best get will be Cosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yep, the Cosby, Stills, and Nash show.
Wouldn't Bob Golden Hair?
Puddin' Pop's Golden Hair?
Isn't that a song where there's Golden Hair, Sister Golden Hair?
Oh, that's America.
Oh. I always... Well, they both had Neil Young in them, right?
No. Dude, you should do a rock trivia where you would, like, lose hardcore.
No, I know that, but he always sounds like Neil Young to me. For a long time, I did think that he was, because in that song, Horse With No Name, I think it is, he always sounds like Neil Young a bit. A
little bit. Yeah, he wasn't in America, he's from Canada.
Certainly.
Hans Jakobsen, what's in his song Play Out Today? I'm trying to look this up because it says it's a book and what's a CD. Songs in the Key of Z, various artists.
Songs in the Key of E.
Z. It says here that it's Too Strange for Radio. Or no way, maybe that's another. Well, that's Volume 2. Outsider musicians have come inside for a celebration of their art. Songs in the Key of Z, the curious universe of outsider music. Produced by the book's author, Erwin Chusid.
Outsider music. So is it based on literature?
It's based on a book by author Erwin Chusid. It profiles dozens of outsider musicians, both prominent and obscure, including such figures as The Shags, Syd Barrett, Tiny Tim, Joe Meek, Captain Beefheart, The Cherry Sisters, Daniel Johnston, the legendary Stardust Cowboy, Wildman Fisher, and Harry Parch.
Harry Parcher.
The text presents their strange life stories along with photographs, interviews, cartoons, and discographies. So, Hans, wow. Aren't you glad that I did some research? Because I was just going to say, well, I don't know what the fuck that is, but it's something that Hans is listening to. So there, I did it. I did it all for you, Hans. You lucky slug. He said, rock on, rock and or roll.
Yeah.
And I, on my turntable, was listening to Order of the Leech by Napalm Death, which this is a funny stoner story. It was one of those records I got, and I kept the shrink wrap on it, but I slit the side so I could get the record out. But I wanted, and then I was looking inside of it, and it's a single record. So I was thinking there'd be no reason. It didn't even cross my mind. I was just looking inside of it, and I was noticing that there were lyrics printed. And I'm trying to get it out, and I'm like, well, they fucked up when they made this record because the lyrics are printed on the inside of the record that doesn't even come out. Well, then it started to rip a little bit more, so I took it off. It's a gatefold. But it only has one record, so how was I to know? So I open it up, and it's like full artwork and like all the lyrics from the 2002 Order of the Leech by Napalm Death. Great record. I got it on purple vinyl, and it was a great spin.
Right on.
Love it. Check it out if you have it. And if you got the record, take the shrink wrap off. It's got some cool artwork on the inside. I might have lost a little bit of the value, but I'm not planning on selling it anytime soon anyway. So that's what I was listening to.
That's cool.
And I'm getting hungry, so I think we're going to get out of here and get some pizza now.
Now!
We'd like to thank them once again for sponsoring our show, as they always do, and giving us some pizza. Delicious. It's delicious. You should go out and get some. They're down on the corner of Queen and Hill. Don't try going through the drive-thru, though, because they blocked it off with some parking spots, because those guys are assholes. And any listeners who know
pull
us
out from
know
out in the street.
Yep. Hey, stick around after the show for some plugs and go to my website, terrygile.com, to check out what's going on. Also, check out our Facebook page and Twitter. You can go to our Tumblr. Hans goes there. We don't do a lot there, but we don't do a lot on any of those, but you can still go there.
What does John Fogerty sing about Audis for? Audis in the street.
Because when people had their shirt off a long time ago back there where he lived, most of the people had a problem when they got their umbilical cord snipped.
Oh.
So there was a lot of outies in the street.
Oh.
It was mostly the poor kids who were born at home and they had to cut the umbilical cord with a steak knife that was kind of serrated and dull. Yeah, it gets messy. I saw that weird look on your face, but people didn't see it, but I saw it. So I'd like to convey it got a weird look on his face. Serrated steak knife cutting umbilical cord. That sounds like a Broken Hope lyric.
Yep. It wasn't the pull on the knife that caused the cringe. It was the push, second one.
Because that always goes, and it rips
back. Then knowing that it probably didn't the first time.
Also, don't forget what we told you earlier. Go to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon link. Go do some shopping. Christmas isn't that far away. I'm sure one of your loved ones has a birthday coming up, or you just want to spoil yourself.
The other day, I just went there and I bought... I spent a simple $1.99 to buy an episode of Paranormal Witness.
Yeah, you could do that, too. And then we get a couple pennies for that. As long as you go to TagCast Podcast, click on the Amazon link, then it's business as usual. And who knows? Maybe you want to buy a new recorder for your podcast. Yeah. Seth, who was asking about those things and how much they cost, you should buy one through Amazon because it's a good price. And if you want to go with the Zoom, that's fine, too. They have those there as well. He was talking about how the new Zoom recorders have XLR plugins instead of just the regular ones. Does one have one?
Yeah, it's got two.
Okay, so the Tascam also has one. I think it's more affordable, but he endorsed it because it was endorsed by Mark Maron. Mm-hmm. And he thinks since he met him one time and did an interview that better than us.
He's met us, though, and we have this one.
Yeah, but you know what? I know you don't think you're better than us, but it's weird. You guys haven't released an episode since July 17th. Not that I'm keeping track. I'm just tired of going to your site and just saying, Terry and Gatch, join us. I've fucking seen that, been there, been on it, did it, listened to it 4 months later. Get something new up. Jesus, love you guys. Anyway, go to our site, and if you're feeling generous, send us a dollar. You can send it through our PayPal by clicking on the donate link, or you can send $1 or $50, well-concealed cash, please.
You know what I like to do is I take two playing cards, and then you put the money in between there, and then you tape it together.
Yeah, do that, and send it to P.O. Box 12, Brownsville, Oregon, care of the TagCast podcast. Well, you know, just do Terry Guile, because the post office is a fucking dick sometimes, and they'll give you a hard time about who's this TagCast podcast, and when did they start getting mail here? Like, I recently got a thing saying, we received a water bill for the Brownsville Car Wash, and we'll need you to come down and show some ID. I'll bring the car wash down with his driver's license just later today, dumb new postmaster.
I know. How about... Did the driver see the building next to the house where it was addressed to?
No, it's a post office box. So when you get one to a post office box, they're like, are they authorized to get mail here?
I had to write out a list of 50 acceptable names and give it to them.
For the VHMF?
For everything. I was like, I just want a post office box so I can get some fucking mail.
Get something from everybody. For everybody.
I know. I'm trying to keep them in fucking business, and they're trying to make it hard.
That's right. Happy Hot Hump Day, everybody.
Yep, rock
on. We'll see you on Friday. Thanks for listening. And we love you. Send us your money. Hey, all you taggots. How you doing out there? It's me, Terry, from that show you just listened to, the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. You know that one? I'm going to give you some ideas of what to do with your nighttime activity action. Sometimes it might be in the early evening. Who knows what? I know what. I'm going to tell you. Actually, tomorrow night will be in the early evening, Saturday, at Sambon's Garage, 4th and Blair in Eugene, in the Whitaker District. Bleeping funny with your hostess, Leanne Joshua. There'll be a comedy improv troupe as well as stand-up for myself and many others. And before I get any further, don't forget, every Friday for just a few more weeks... Comedy at the Baghdad with Tristan Spillman. It's going to be canceled very soon, unfortunately, after almost 7 years. But he has a new venue. He's going to keep it going on Fridays, I think, up in Vancouver, which is just basically Portland. So stay tuned for news on that. Also, every second Friday, Pantsless Comedy with Mike McGowan, your host, at Cornucopia. That's 5th and Pearl in Eugene. Let's see, Sunday night, August 18th, it's the Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase with your host, Patrick Perkins. It's a dark comedy showcase at the Ash Street Saloon. $5 suggested donation. This month featuring Whitney Strieg, Scott Von Wald, Matt Steiner, Luke Knapp, and Tim Elliott, as well as Pat Perkins himself, doing some of his self-deprecating material that he is so famous for. August 20th is the Summer Slaughter Tour. That's at the Roseland Theater with a bunch of loud, obnoxious bands like Dillinger Escape Plan, Norma Jean, Animals as Leaders, Cattle Decapitation, Revocation, and some other bands that end with Shun, probably. I don't know. Big lineup, big tour. Go check it out if you like that. And if that's not your stuff and you'd rather see a mellower band like Honky and the Melvins, that's the same night, so you have to make the choice to go to the Wonder Ballroom, also August 20th, the Melvins and Honky, for one night only in Portland. Let's see, August 24th, it's Black Sabbath at the Gorge without Bill Ward, because they don't want him to have a heart attack. I'm sure tickets are expensive, but hey, if you love Black Sabbath and you want to check them out, go do that. It's the day before my birthday. You can come back after that and buy me a present. August 29th, Gary Numan will be singing In Cars and Down in the Park, and probably about 10 or 12 other songs, I would imagine. Wow Hall, Eugene, Oregon, 8th and Lincoln in Eugene. Old school, dude. And then there's the Eugene Metal Celebration, which is happening the week after the Eugene Celebration, which I'll get to later. We'll talk about that at the end. But it's a yearly thing at the Black Forest. 3 or 4 days of metal this year. It's 3 days. August 29th, 30th, and 31st at the Black Forest. The first night features Dirt Clawed Fight, Rocket Propelled Chainsaws, Elohim, Malformed Abomination, and What They Fear. A couple bands I've never heard of, but I know Malformed Abomination includes the drummer from The Cryptic, so that should be good. The next night, Gene Gray, Pantheon, Headless Pez from Portland, a.k.a. White Devil from Roseburg, and a new band called Dark Confidant will be opening the show. And then Sunday night, the 31st, it's Fallen Theory, I Am Ruin, Omnihility, Purpose of Silence, and a band that I can't pronounce and I'm not going to try. Anyway, yeah, 29th, 30th, and 31st, the Eugene Metal Celebration at the end of August. August 30th, comedy at the Baghdad with myself and Seth Milstein. Both of us will be riding up together for that show, and there'll probably be about six other comics, as well as your host, Tristan Spillman, for one of the last comedy at the Baghdads. You should go check out that. $5 at the door, and it's me, so why wouldn't you want to go, right? September 8th, the Uproar Festival at the Sleep Country Amphitheater with Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, possibly 30-pound test if you go to their website and vote for them at 30poundtest.com. I think they have a link there. You can go and cast your vote for them to open up the show. That would be good for them and fun for you. Comedy coming to Eugene in the international stylings of Brian Posehn, metalhead, comedian, actor, whatever you want to call him, at the Wow Hall with Seattle comic Derek Sheen, who is also very funny. Check out his latest album, Holy Drivel, which has a parody of a Dio album on the front of it, which is always awesome. So Derek Sheen, Brian Posehn, the guys from the Donkey Show will be opening the show. Marcus and Drew will each be getting to do a set of stand-up to open for Posehn, so that's pretty cool for them. Metal shows coming to the Hawthorne include Diamond Head and Raven on October 11th, Creator and Overkill on the 13th, of October, and then November 26th, another great opportunity for my friend Tony Avila and his band World of Lies as they get to open for Morbid Angel. Yes, Morbid Angel, World of Lies, and Seasons of Suffering at the Hawthorne Theater, November 26th. Check online for tickets for that. And then the last thing I want to talk about is Eugene Celebration, the 23rd through the 25th of August. I will be on one of the stages announcing bands and whatnot. I'm doing some jokes in between. And look, my fucking sound bed ended before I was done. And I have a weird bubble in my throat right now, so that's fucking weird. I started the music over just because I got scared. But yeah, check out those shows. I will be at Cosmic Pizza on the 23rd and 24th at 6 o'clock. It's a Friday and a Saturday. It's all ages. 8th in Charnelton in Eugene. And I will be going on 3rd, so between 6 and 6:30. Bring the kids out. I won't be cussing and stuff. I won't say cunt. And then I'll be on one of the stages on Saturday between 1:30 and 5:30. Okay, that was a lot of stuff. That's the longest plugs I've done ever. So thanks for listening, you guys. And we will see you again. Come back and listen to our show, the Terry and Gadget Comedy Show. Peace out and spark it up. Shut up and play your guitar.